Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Beyond the Frame podcast. I am your host, Hannah, and today we are exploring step 6 of intuitive eating, which is discover the satisfaction factor. Last time, we talked about feeling your fullness and approaching it with a gentle, curious mindset to really listening to your body's cues. Now, today we're taking that a step further by tuning into our satisfaction. Because here's a truth diet culture does not want us to believe. Satisfaction is a legitimate health goal. So wherever you are, take a moment to pause, grab a drink, a snack, whatever you need to get comfy, and let's get into this. All right, so we are going to start by asking the question, you know, what is satisfaction factor? And it is a simple idea that means food is meant to be enjoyed. Crazy concept considering the world that we live in, where we are constantly told that we should not be enjoying the food that we're eating. And if we do, it will change our body in a way that is quote unquote bad. However, satisfaction is the emotional and sensory experience of eating. You know, it's the comfort of a warm cup of soup on a cold day, or, you know, the crunch of something salty when you need it, or, you know, the pleasure of a dish that hits every craving just right. Now, diet culture, it often teaches us that we are, quote unquote, good if we're eating for fuel and bad if we're eating for pleasure. But here's what the research and lived experience shows. You know, when people feel satisfied by their meals, they often naturally eat in a way that feels more balanced, peaceful, and sustainable. Why? Well, because they're listening to their body and they're eating what they want. They're not saying, oh, you know, I feel like ice cream, but that's just bad for me, so I'm going to eat some yogurt instead. And then you're going to get to the end of the yogurt and feel like, eh, that's okay. But mentally, you're not going to be satisfied. And that's going to lead your body to crave something else instead. When you could have just eaten the damn ice cream and it would have been just as great. So, it's simply not about eating less. It's about eating with presence and pleasure so that you don't feel like you're missing something. Because when you are missing something, you know, emotionally or physically, you're going to keep searching for it, even after you're full. So we're going to go into a little bit of why diets block satisfaction. You know, most diets, they strip satisfaction right out of the equation. You know, you're told to eat a grilled chicken salad when you're craving a warm, cheesy, delicious pasta. Or you're promised that cauliflower pizza will taste just like the real thing, which, spoiler, it does not. So when that satisfaction is missing, even if you're full, you might feel unsatisfied. And that can lead to things like grazing endlessly, you know, hoping something finally hits the spot, but not allowing yourself to eat what you actually want, or binging later because your needs weren't met. Also, feeling frustrated or ashamed after eating. Because when we ignore satisfaction, we set ourselves up for a cycle of deprivation, not just physical, but emotional. So how can we practice satisfaction? Here are a few things to try. The first one is ask yourself what you really want. Is it something warm, crunchy, creamy, spicy? You know, really use your senses to figure out what is it that your body really wants. Because your body often knows. Cravings, they're not moral failings. They're simply information. It's information that your body is telling you of what's going to be best for you in that moment. And it will constantly change. Because bodies change, and our days change, and our stress change, and our emotions change, and there's so much change that you can't say, oh, every morning I crave something crunchy, so I'm going to eat this. You might, and you might, you know, eat the same cereal for months, and then one day your body's going to go, no, you know, I want some pancakes for breakfast instead, and allow yourself that satisfaction to enjoy it and be flexible to change. The second one is think about your environment. So can you sit down instead of eating while standing? You know, maybe light a candle, play music, turn off your phone for 10 minutes so you're not distracted, because these tiny changes can turn eating into an experience instead of a task. Now, for me, I know I really love to utilize things that incorporate all five of my senses. So I will light a candle, or I will go sit outside in the sun or in the early morning just to hear the birds, or whatever I need to just soothe myself emotionally while I'm physically taking care of myself by eating. And sometimes that is, you know, simply having hot coffee in the summer in the morning because I want to hold something warm in my hands. And that's okay. Don't judge yourself, but just think about the environment and how you can make it easier for yourself to have this wonderful, satisfying experience. The third one is slow down. You know, this isn't about chewing your food 30 times. It's about noticing, you know, what is the texture like? How does the first bite feel versus the fifth? Is there something in the color that you love about the food? Really try to be mindful of what you're eating, because that all plays into the satisfaction of what we're eating. If we're like, oh, you know, for example, I love dark chocolate covered pretzels. I love kind of the saltiness of the pretzel. I love the crunch that it makes, but I also love how when the chocolate is in my mouth, it kind of melts and it kind of coats my tongue. And it's just this delicious combination. And it's something that I never thought about until I slowed down and I was like, okay, let's use my five senses. A, love the smell of dark chocolate. The taste, I love the way it coats my tongue. The texture is really satisfying. I love a sweet and salty mix. And it was phenomenal. And now when I eat pretzels that are covered in dark chocolate, it's just a great experience because I've taken the time to realize what I love about it. And my body's more in tune to that when I'm eating. And overall, it's just a better experience than shoving a few in my mouth and going somewhere. The fourth one is check in mid-meal. You know, ask, am I still enjoying this? Has the taste changed? Is my body starting to feel good? You know, if not, what might improve the situation? And this is kind of similar to feeling your fullness, of pausing mid-meal. You know, it might be something where, for instance, if I get nachos, at the start of the meal, it's great. But if I check in with my body towards the end or the middle, my chips have started to get soggy because of the cheese or the juice from like chicken or whatever else I have on it. And I'm like, well, I no longer have that crunch and I really want that crunch. So then figure, how can I maybe pivot, or how can I just give myself grace for the fact that maybe there's a lot on a plate and the bottom chips are just going to get more soggy and that's okay. This isn't about putting shame or feeling frustrated that it may not be 100% satisfying every meal, because no meal is going to be 100% satisfying. However, it's just important that we take the time to really think about that, so we're honoring our body and what it likes. And remember, satisfaction is personal. So what feels delicious and comforting to you, it might not be the same for someone else. And that is totally okay. So let me just give you a quick example from my own life. When I was really struggling with my eating disorder, I used to quote unquote healthify everything. One of those things I specifically remember is I love brownies, but I was like, how can I make them quote unquote healthy? So I found this black bean brownie recipe, and it was probably the worst thing that I have ever made. The texture of it was grainy because when you blend black beans up, while it tasted like chocolate, the texture was just horrible. And that didn't make it satisfying for me because I love like a gooey, yummy brownie with, you know, sometimes I like my edge brownie piece a little crunchy of the crust and then a nice softness in the middle. However you like it, amazing. But I noticed that I was never satisfied after I ate it. If I felt like I wanted chocolate, I'd eat it and justify in my mind, oh, it's healthy, it's fine. And then I'd find myself standing in the kitchen and kind of just eating random bits of food because I was still searching for something. I was still searching for that delicious sensation of the dark chocolate and the sea salt and the texture component. And so when I gave myself permission to eat the real thing, and I made like these dark chocolate salted caramel brownies, I found I needed less to feel content because I was like, this is checking all the boxes. And it wasn't because I was restricting, but because I was actually satisfied. So whereas before, I'd maybe eat like two or three of the black bean brownies and be like, "Ugh, not good." But like, I'm getting some of the chocolate that I want. Everything else, though, I'm not getting. Whereas when I gave myself permission to eat what I actually wanted, I was so satisfied. And I could eat it whenever I wanted because I was giving myself permission to have this wonderful experience that my body was craving in the moment. And that, my friends, it truly changed everything. So I'm going to pivot a little bit and say, you know, if you're in the creative world, you know, especially theater, visual arts, dance, satisfaction can be a tool for fueling your work. So, you know, when you're in rehearsal for hours and pouring your energy into a project, you need food that doesn't just keep you going, but that feels good to eat. And that might look different. Maybe you're getting ready to do a full run of the show where you're doing a lot of singing and dancing, and maybe eating something that might make you feel tired or might take longer for your digestive system to fully digest might not feel great before you're going to do all that movement. Or maybe it will. Maybe you need to feel that fullness in order to know that you can have the energy to do whatever you need. And this is personal. This is going to change for everybody. But, you know, a satisfying meal can ground you before a show, and it can give you the energy that you need to create. And here is a little bonus tip. You know, if time is tight and you're rushing from thing to thing, ask what would feel most satisfying in the time I have. You know, even a 5-minute mindful snack, it can leave you more connected than a rushed meal that you don't even remember tasting. So I know for me sometimes, as if I'm going from a rehearsal to a show or I'm just running back and forth, sometimes my body is often like, I need something that I can sip on, that I can drink, that will give me the fuel and energy that I have. And, you know, over time as the show, depending on how I am needed on stage or whatever I'm in, I will have more solid foods that I can actually take the time to eat and taste. So sometimes my go-to are, you know, smoothies, just something that will give me that energy, but that I can drink, I can enjoy, but I don't have to worry about sitting down and really paying attention to all the different textures. And that's going to be different for every person. Some people love to eat, you know, a full meal before they perform. Sometimes with my nerves, I can't do that. And that's okay. But I don't not eat a full meal. Let me make that very clear. I pack snacks that are sustainable. And I also pack a meal with me. So whether it's during intermission and I feel that I need the energy for the next act and I have the time, I will sit down and I will eat that meal. Or whether it's after the show, that is the first thing I will be going to because I will be so hungry from all the energy that I have just put out during the show or even that rehearsal. So the last thing is, friends, to remember to approach yourself with compassion. Because it is totally okay if satisfaction feels unfamiliar or just uncomfortable at first, especially if you have spent years of ignoring it, which is pretty much the world that we live in. All the signs we are getting is saying, ignore, ignore, find alternate things to eat instead of this because this is bad or that's good and whatever. It's okay. It's going to be uncomfortable at first. There are things that is still uncomfortable for me in this journey. It's also okay if you don't know what you want. There are so many days where I'm hungry and I'm like, I don't know, and nothing really sounds good. And that's okay. The first thing I need to do is give myself compassion. The second thing I need to do is just start exploring with what I have available and say, look, I know that I need to fuel my body. I'm not going to be able to eat for X amount of hours later. So what can I do? Maybe I try something new. Maybe I go to a meal that I know that I love. And that's up to you. And those are things that you guys can start working on to really build your toolbox full of different tools to utilize in those moments where you just don't really know. Also, it is okay if the food that you have access to isn't always ideal. A lot of people do not have the privilege to say, oh, I feel like, you know, a steak or a tiramisu, and I'm going to go and get that at the store. Or a lot of us don't have access to that. So then really think, what are the textures that you are desiring in that? And what do you have on hand that you could maybe use that would still be satisfying and would still provide a similar experience? Because satisfaction, it can still come through temperatures, textures, seasoning, or even just taking a breath while you eat. And in this step, like in all steps of intuitive eating, it is all about flexibility, not perfection. All right, friends. So quick little recap. As we know, satisfaction is a core part of intuitive eating. It's not fluff. It's not indulgent. It is essential, friends. Because when you honor what you truly want, you nourish more than just your body. You're nourishing your soul and your mind. All right, friends, next episode, we're going to be talking about step 7, which is cope with your emotions with kindness. And that is a powerful one that is especially important if you've ever turned to food during hard times, which most of us have. All right, until then, friends, I hope that you get a chance to eat something that leaves you feeling full, content, and just truly satisfied. Take care of yourselves and eat with love. Until next time.